The latest numbers on consumer confidence for New York State show some improvement. The latest New York State Index of Consumer Sentiment survey from Siena College's Siena Research Institute shows that consumer optimism grew in June for the second month in a row. Siena pollster Doug Lundstrom.
New York State's up a little bit in June while the nation was down, so we closed the gap a little bit. We're still about 5 index points behind the nation. And actually, the index has 2 components, a current component and a future component. If we look at the current component, in other words, how people feel today, we're about 13 points worse off than the nation. However, we look at the future component, we're just about dead even with them. So that's an interesting difference. The highest number on the board is current confidence of high-income people. That's an index number of 91, and that's getting up there pretty high. Remember, the break-even point is around 76. That's where good answers equal bad answers, or optimism equals pessimism, the index number is 76. So here, we've got the best number on the board is current consumer sentiment of high-income people at a 91. The lowest number on the board is future consumer sentiment for Republicans. That's 61, 30 points lower.
The national unemployment rate remains at 7.6%. U.S. employers added 195,000 jobs in June, and that's offset by a more comprehensive count of unemployment that includes an increase in discouraged and underemployed workers from 13.8% to 14.3%. Dan Moran is with Colony-based career transition management firm NextAct.
The economy added 195,000 jobs this past month. That's good news. You know, we need 150,000 just to keep the unemployment rate steady. So we're actually above that, which means we did add incremental new jobs in the month of June in the country. That's a good thing. However, 2 other numbers, a little bit discouraging. The unemployment rate stayed the same, which means still unemployment is not keeping, we're not reducing people on the unemployment rolls. And the number of people who are underemployed or discouraged has gone up. So within that number, what we're seeing is there's a lot of longer-term unemployed, and they may be just giving up on the market for a while. That's not good news. Our worker situation is a little different. Here in the region, you know, we did see a pretty significant drop-off in job postings over the past few weeks. But that flattened last week, and we didn't have any decreases. And in my world, if it's not going down, if it's flat, that's a good thing. We also are seeing within the region, you know, the consumer confidence, as measured by the Siena Research Institute, in the region is up. So we've got some really good things happening in the local community. The confidence is higher. The employer confidence is higher. But we have to get those numbers back up. We see more stronger job postings. But I think we've turned the corner. I think July, August, September are going to be very good months.
Siena's Lundstrom adds there's a strange thing going on right now.
Where almost bad news is good news for the consumer. And for instance, the economy isn't doing well, so interest rates are very, very low. Energy prices are low, relatively low. Government is spending money to try to stimulate the economy. So with the economy poor, these good things are happening, the low interest rates, the stimulus, the low energy prices. Now, the irony is if the economy gets better, then we're going to see interest rates go up, we're going to see government stimulus stop, and we're going to see higher oil prices. So there's almost a weird situation here where when the consumer gets bad news, it's almost good because it means that interest rates are going to stay low. So it's kind of funny. And so we had a balance in June where we had some bad news, had some good news, and on balance we were up a little bit.
So what should consumers be doing now what's it a good time to do?
Well, we ask for buying questions, for instance, on major things such as cars, trucks, computers, furniture, home improvements, and homes. And all of those were up for the month of June. So that's a good sign. And we see that automobile sales have been doing very well and so on. So the consumer is spending a little bit more. Things are way better off now than they were 5 years ago.
Lundstrom points out one factor to watch, oil prices and the connection to Egypt. If rising crude triggers a jump in gasoline prices at the pump, it could rattle consumer confidence by dampening New Yorkers' purchasing plans. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.